Yes, I hope everyone had a beautiful, beautiful Pesach. I hope so everyone's having so far a beautiful week, and everyone should have a beautiful Shabbos. This week's Parsha is Parsha Shmini. I'm going to leave the Cholim in after say some vorts, couple of the vorts, but I just don't want to forget it. I believe in the Parsha. It says, "Zeh davar sheziva Hashem tasu, v'yeru aleichem kavod shemayim, kavod Hashem." So, our cinnamon. Shlomo Cinnamon. He has a shul in Flatbush, and he's connected to Yeshiva Tov HaDas based Medrash program under Rav Yitzchak Lichtenstein Shlita. So Rav Cinnamon says, "Zeh davar sheziva Hashem tasu." What the Torah is telling us, Rav Cinnamon said, that sometimes you're not inspired. You're not inspired to do the Torah and mitzvahs. You're blah. You don't have energy. You're just not inspired. But that is a zeh davar sheziva Hashem tasu. Just do it. Just do it even if you're not inspired. Just do the mitzvah. Keep the Torah. Learn the Torah. Shtayin Torah. Keep the Hilig Shabbos. Keep the Kashrus. Just do it. Tasu. Then vayeru aleichem kavod Hashem. Then you'll see kavod Hashem. Then you'll see His Ovus. You'll see inspiration in your life. And it causes you to do more mitzvahs. But that's Pshat of a cinnamon. I believe Simcha Goldstein, he's a Rebbe in Yeshiva Tov HaDas, he's a little different Pshat. He says sometimes, like when you, example, like you get up in the morning, you're davening, and you think about, okay, what I got to do today, then daven, okay, after davening, I got to go learn Gemara. Then you learn Gemara, you got to learn Mishnah Berurah, and then I got to learn Mishnah Shurim. Then you start, let's say you're in Yeshiva, you start Seder, second Seder in 3 o'clock. Okay, what I do at 6 o'clock, I got to go home, eat dinner, then I got to go back and learn Gemara. Zakwa Simcha Goldstein. Zeh davar sheziva Hashem tasu. Just do the mitzvah you're commanded to do now. Zeh davar sheziva Hashem tasu. Just do the mitzvah you're commanded to do now. Only think about that mitzvah. Think about if you're diving to Hashem. Think about, let's say it's Shabbos. Just think about Shabbos. Like you're lighting Shabbos candles. Just think about you're lighting Shabbos candles. Don't think about what you're going to do in the future. Just think about now. That's why Zeh davar sheziva Hashem tasu. Just do this mitzvah. Don't think about anything else. Don't think about other mitzvahs you're going to do during the day. Just this mitzvah. And if you do, vayeru aleichem kavod Hashem. Then you're going to see a lot of bisat d'shmaya in life. You'll see the shechina. The Nachlat Tzvi. Said, just not on that, at the end of the pasuk. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Yisrael that I guess if you're going to bring, the korban and you're going to do tshuva, vayeru aleichem kavod Hashem, you'll see the honor of Hashem. Zakta Nachla Tzvi, why did Moshe Rabbeinu say vayeru aleinu, on us? Vayeru aleichem, on you, on the Jews, on you, not me. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu take himself out of that pasuk? He said vayeru aleichem, not aleinu. Zakta Nachla Tzvi, because Moshe Rabbeinu was scared that if he would say aleinu, that maybe there might be some Jews, who might say the reason we got covered Shemayim, the reason we have the Shechina resting on us, is not because of our tshuva, not because of our repentance for the Egel HaZahav, but only because Moshe Rabbeinu did it with us. Moshe Rabbeinu is part of this Korban, part of this tshuva process. And only because of Moshe, that's why we have covered Shemayim on us. Zak Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why Yehu Aleichem, it's only because of you. If you're going to do the proper tshuva, you're going to bring the korban and do proper tshuva, then vayeru aleichem kavod shemayim, kavod Hashem. Then you're going to see the kavod Hashem on you. You're going to see shechina resting on you. You're going to see, besad the shema in your life. But it's only because of what you do, not because of me. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu took himself out, to make sure that not one or two Yidden, not one or two Jews, think it's because Moshe Rabbeinu is part of it. Then the Kli Yaakov said, the Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron bring the Egel, for Kapoor, for what Aaron did in the Chet Egel, and Lachem, and what he did for Klai Yisrael. So if you remember, Aaron did not really participate. Aaron didn't participate in the Chet Egel, in the Egel Azar. So why Lachem? So Kli Yaakov said what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aaron that. You kind of caused some of the veil because you threw the gold and silver, whatever, the gold and silver jewelry into the fire and it became an egel. And then those Jews, those Yidden, those members of Bnei Yisrael, those members of the Jewish people who dance around the egel Azav, you create that egel because when you threw it into the fire. So you have to do tshuva for what you did to them also. Lachem. That's clear, Yaakov said. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu saw Aaron bring the korban for you and for Bnei Yisrael. When Moshe fine-tunes Atzal, he just asked a different question. He said, if you look, Bnei Yisrael brought a seer izim, brought a different korban for kapara, for atonement, for those yidden who participate in the chet ha'egel. So, and on top of it, when Moshe fine-tunes, he asked another question. If Aaron is bringing it for Klai Yisrael, a defense lawyer, if he used the eagle, that won't be a good defense lawyer. He's going to be a prosecutor. He's going to turn around, hey, Hashem, they're bringing me to defend them. Look, they dance around me when they create the eagle of Zahav. So what's going on? Zakwa Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. We know Aaron Akon really not had much to do with eagle of Zahav, had very little. And you can even say that he was maybe even a little scared for his life, but not mean that he was scared for the life of Christ, because I think when Moshe Feinstein Zatzal might have hinted on a different word. I think Chor got killed that day, and Chor was a Navi, and if Aaron was a Kohen Gadol, if a Kohen Gadol and a Navi get killed on the same day, I think then the Christ can no longer survive, or whatever. I don't know exactly, I think the Jewish people won't be around. I don't know exactly, but Aaron was totally Shem Shemayim, but Aaron wasn't doing willingly, we know. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu tell Aaron? Oh, bring the Korban for you and for Christ. We know Christ bought their own Korban. Zakwa Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. People, individuals look to the leaders of the Jewish community. Individuals look like they take to a rav of a shul. If a rabbi of a shul, example, davens hard, then people are going to follow him and daven hard also. If a rabbi runs into Shabbos with simcha, with happiness, then they're going to do the same. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aaron. Aaron, if you bring this korban, the ego for yourself, for kapal, but you do with proper tshuva, with proper repentance, you really do tshuva, real proper tshuva hard, and you bring it with eagerness to ego, then Klaiso, the Jewish people, are going to follow. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aaron, it's for you and for Klaiso, because what you do affects the Jewish people itself. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was telling that to Aaron. Then it says in the beginning, it says, Vayihi b'yom hashmini. One of the Vishnitsa Rebbe said, we know Vayihi is a lashon of anguish, a lashon of pain. It's like one of the Vishnitsa Rebbe's. If you come to Sunday, and you think that's the eighth day of the week, I mean you got nothing out of Shabbos, you got nothing out of Shabbos Kodesh, that's a tzar. Then Megali Amukot, however, Yirmiyah Newman from Chicago told me this word, Megali Amukot said, Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, don't be embarrassed because you were chosen to be don't be embarrassed for that was the reason you were chosen to be the Kohen Gadol, to go near the Mizbeach. So Megali Amukot said, what's going on? So Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aaron, when Hashem told Moshe go to Paro to take the Bnei Yisrael, take the Yidden, the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was, was humble, was embarrassed. Moshe said, not me, I'm not fit for it. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu said, because he said that, I lost the kahuna, I lost the Kohen Gadol. Aaron, don't repeat, that's why you were chosen, in order that you shouldn't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed, that's why you were chosen to take over for me. If you're going to be embarrassed also, if you're going to be too humble or embarrassed, you're going to lose it also. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Aaron. That's why you were chosen. Because I was embarrassed, and therefore don't repeat it. And therefore you should go to the Mizbeach and become the Kohen Gadol. The Chidushe Harim said, what was the Aveira not of an Aveira? What did they do that was so wrong? It said, they brought an Eishazar, Washer Lo Tzivautam. So Chidushe Harim said, you're talking about Nav and Aviyu, who were Yud Tzadikim, Nav and Aviyu. He said, they were commanded by Hashem to bring this, whatever Ishzawa, let's say it was a Korban, I'm guessing it had to be a Korban, but I'm not sure. The Chidushe Harim said, Nav and Aviyu were told to bring this, to bring the, whatever, to command to do this item. But Nav and Aviyu did not do it because Hashem commanded, they did it for other thoughts, for other reasons. And that's what Hashem punished them for, because he said, Hashem was telling Navir, I guess, you guys are on a high level of ruchnis, high level of spirituality, you are Yud Tzadikim. You should be doing it only because I commanded you, not for other reasons. And now you're doing the Esau Asher Lo Tzivautam, because I didn't command you for this, I command you to bring this, I command you to bring it for other reasons, and you didn't do it for that reason. That's why they got punished. The Netziv said, why did they have to die immediately? So it's, the Netziv said in the parsha, Vayimusu lifnei Hashem. Zak Netziv, because it happened in the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the home of a Shekhinah, the home where the Kadosh Baruch Hu, where Hashem rests. We know where Hashem rests. A lot of presence of Hashem was in the Mishkan, like it's going to be in the base of Megdash Meir Hashem when it comes to Bikarov. So the Netziv said, because it happened right before Hashem in the Mishkan, that's why they died immediately. If it would have happened outside the Mishkan, then they might have lived. Might not died immediately. But because Vayimusu lifnei Hashem, it happened right in front of Hashem in the Mishkan, it happened in the, where the Shekhinah rests, so that's why they had to die immediately. Then, Haramoshe Tuv Yalif, he's rabbi of a good Avenue L in Flatbush, he said that why on the eighth day did Aaron bring the eagle for Kapara? Why not on the first day when the Mishkan was being, you know, inaugurated? So Zak Haramoshe Tuv Yalif, doing tshuva, doing repentance, takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not like buying a candy bar at a 7-Eleven. It takes work and work and work. For the first 7 days, Aaron brought the parv. But now that Aaron saw on the eighth day that the Shekhinah was resting, so now he knew his tshuva was accepted. So he was able to bring the eagle for proper kapara. And Zakar Moshe to relief. That's why he said, Ashirenu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. Hashem, first you'll return to us. Then v'nashuva. Then we'll return to you, Hashem. Because you need Bisatid Shmaya. You need the Shekhinah to rest. You need the Shekhinah to help you out in doing tshuva. So Ashirenu Hashem Elecha. Hashem, when you return to us v'nashuva, then we'll return to you. Then we'll do tshuva also. And our Moshe to relief, I think it was the Maharam in Prague, he quoted. This was the eighth day. Eighth day is above Teva, above nature. That's why, on this day, that's when the Shekhinah rested, and on that day, Aaron did proper tshuva, obviously. He was doing tshuva the other 7 days, of course. But on this day, he did the final tshuva, the bringing the eagle for kapara. Then, when Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, Hashem says, if you look, Hashem said, I took you out of Mitzrayim, and it was right after Hashem tells us not to eat insects. And the Zakah, when Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Why is Hashem telling you, I took you out of Mitzrayim right after not eating the insects? Zakwa Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Because Hashem's telling the Jewish people, he's telling the Yidden, telling Bnei Yisrael, I know you guys are different than the other nations of the world. I know the other people of the world, of course they wash their lettuce and they put into their hamburger, they put into their tuna sandwich. But you guys not only wash your lettuce, but you investigate, you look into, you're under microscope. Under microscopes, you get really good lettuce, broccoli, other, foods that have insects. You really search your well. For that reason, I took you out of Mitzrayim. Because all you're not going to do, I wash on the water, that's enough. No, you guys don't stop at that. You really look carefully, there's no insects in it, to make sure that you don't become tummy. For that reason, I took you out of Egypt. Then it says, Dawash Moshe. So Zak the Chidah said a beautiful word. Chidah said Dawash is usually in the beginning of a Pasuk. Why Dawash? If you ask Sofrim, they'll tell you Dawash is usually in the beginning of the Pasuk. So why is Dawash usually in the beginning of a Pasuk? Zak the Chidah, because the Torah is telling us, you think you're dashing so much? You're just in the beginning. You didn't get to the end, no way. That's why Dawash is usually in the beginning of a Pasuk, because you just dashing. You really have a lot more to go. Don't worry, you're not finished. Don't think you're dashing a lot. You just dashing the first Pasuk, word of the Pasuk. You have a lot more. And then the Chidah said, why is Dawash? Why is it two words, similar words? Zak the Chidah, because what Hashem is telling us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, yes, you're dashing, but Dawash. Continue dashing and continue learning Torah. Don't stop. Even you're 90 years old, don't stop, continue, even if you're 110, don't stop, continue learning Torah and keeping the Torah. There's always more to learn. The Walag said, if you look at the Pasuk, Dawash Dawash Moshe, that one was in the middle of the Pasuk, that was not in the beginning. Because by Moshe Rabbeinu could dash into the end. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, we use a huge tzaddik, was a huge Malach Hashem, and human body, was a huge Tamar Chacham. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to darshan, but the Chidasim, most other Yidden, they're only in the beginning. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he's in the middle. He can finish the darshaning. That's why Dosh Dosh and Moshe is not in the beginning, but in the middle. The Wolak said that vort. Then how a Yeruchim Ocean Shlita, one of the Washivas of Lakewood, New Jersey, based Medesh Gavoa, he quoted Rav Elia Baruch Finkel Zatzal. It's a famous question. Rav Elia Baruch Finkel Zatzal, how Rav Elia Baruch Finkel Zatzal, who used to be a Rebbe in Yeshiva Meir in Yerushalayim or Kaddish, we know in this week's parsha Navin Aviyu died. And Navin Aviyu died on the last day, on the last day of the Hanukkah of the Mishkan. But really, what they did was by Har Sinai. So why didn't they get killed by Har Sinai when they should have? So Zakah Yucha Moshin Shlita. When Moshin quoted Rashi, Rashi said, "What's Kinyan Torah?" But you know, crying. One of the Kinyan Torah is to be besimcha, to be happy. Because you're happy, then you get the Shechina to rest upon you. So Moshin added on. He said he quoted V'chaim V'lajin Zatzal. How V'chaim V'lajin Zatzal says that sometimes when you're learning Torah, you get stuck. You need Besatishma, you need the Shechina to rest on you, to help you out. So Zok Rav Oshin, that pshat. If Nav and Avihu died by Har Sinai when they should have, we won't be joyous. And therefore we won't be at a joyous level as we might have been. And therefore we won't have true Simcha. And if we don't have Tol Simcha, we're not going to have the Shechina rest, Hashem resting on us. And we're going to get stuck in parts of the Torah. And we won't have the Shechina resting on us. Because we're not going to be totally besimcha. And therefore, we're just going to get stuck in the part and not know what to do and just continue on, not understanding it. That's why Nav and Avihu cannot die at Har Sinai, because what Hashem was telling us, the only way to cry the Torah, if you're told simcha, you're told happiness. But if Nav and Avihu died at the Har Sinai, would not be told happy. And that would not be good for the future generations. Then the Kli Yakar said a beautiful word. It said, By the pig, it said it has split hooves but doesn't chew its cud, and tamei hulachem, it's tamei for you. So the Kli Yakar said, why have to say hulachem? You should say tamei, it's not kosher. You should say the pig's not kosher. We know the famous pig is not kosher. Why do you say tamei hulachem? It's for you know, you, it's tamei for you. So Kli Yakar said a beautiful vort. He said the pshat is that the pig is being like a hypocrite. He's showing its split hooves, but we know it doesn't chew its cud. On the one hand, showing kosher signs, but not fully kosher. So Zakti Kli Yakar, that's Ptamehu Lachem, that's what it means for you. It means for every Jew. No Jew should be a hypocrite. A Jew should practice the Torah and don't be a hypocrite. Don't keep half of Shabbos. Don't keep half of Kashrus. Don't keep half the Lashon Hara laws. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be like the pig. That's why it's Tamei Hulachem. Then it says, Kedoshim Tia Kedoshim. Kedoshim Tia Kedoshim. So Kli Yakar said, what do you mean, Kedoshim Tia Kedoshim? Dr. Kli Yakar, a beautiful vort. He said in the Gemara that if you want to become Kaddish, Hashem's going to help you. So that pshat, Kedoshim, he's Kedoshim Tia Kedoshim. If you really want to become holy, you're picking yourself up to go to the base medrash, to go to shul, to go do a visit people in the hospital, to keep Shabbos, then tiyeh kedoshim, then you're going to become holy. But if you want to become tamei, it says Hashem's only going to open the door for you, but he's not going to help you. But that's why in the Chumash says kedoshim, he's kedoshim, tiyeh kedoshim. One last word, the Ksav Kabbalah said another, the different shot. It says, he kedashim, the Gemara Brachos learned from here that you should wash your hands, you know, before you eat bread. So Ksav Kabbalah said, why do we learn that? So he said, we know that Kohanim had to wash their hands and their feet before they went to work in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is where the Shechina rests. And so that's Ksav Kabbalah, that shot, he's kedashim, make yourself holy before you eat bread. Everyone's table, a shulchan, is like a mizbeach, and the food you're eating is like almost like a korban. You have to be thanking Hashem. You're tasting holy food that Hashem gave you. So that shot, you have to become. You have to kedashim. You have to make yourself holy like a kohen. You have to make yourself holy like a kohen. That shot, he's kedashim. Make yourself holy like a korban, like a kohen, because you're eating from his mizbeach, and you have to become holy because you're eating the food that Hashem gave you, just like a mizbeach. I'm not going to leave you the cholim, then afterwards I'll leave you the halachas. Please down for Yehuda ben Shifra, Matisyahu Chaim ben Itol, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Rachel bas Ilana, Yehudit bat Wina, Avam Yishiyahu ben Aviva, Leah Peshabas Dina, Chaya Malka Batsheva.
Yeah, also down for
Brina Bracha Bas Wina, Daniela Bracha Zahava Bas Fegalea, Daniela Bracha Zahava Bas Fegalea, Avam Yishiyahu ben Aviva, am I said already? Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, Yakuti El Zalman ben Sawa, Shira Bastavo Alea, Shira Bastavo Alea, Leah Baswachel, Ava Meya ben Bela Fega, Avraham Meya ben Bela Fega, Moshe Yitzchak ben Bela Lipa, I believe, Moshe Yitzchak ben Bela Lipa, Sprinza Bat Esther, Boach Tzvi ben Esther, Pinchas Eliezer ben Esther, Pinchas Eliezer ben Esther, I think that's all the whole, oh, Miriam Batsoa Razel, Miriam Batsoa Razel, yes, I think that's all the cholim. And then I'll leave you off with one, two more words, and I'll leave you to Allah after. It says, Vayi Biyom HaShmini. So Shmini usually comes after Pesach. And Pesach, you know, in America, we have 8 days. Outside of Israel, you have 8 days. If you come to the 8th day of Pesach, and you got nothing from Pesach, that's the Tzar, Vayihi. I forgot who told me this word, but that's the He. You went through the whole cleaning of Pesach, even before Purim. A lot of people start cleaning Pesach even before, and start preparing for Pesach, at least for sure, after Purim. And you got nothing from Pesach, Vayihi. That's the Tzar. That's the pain. That's the anguish. And when Moshe Feinstein's Atzal, I might said this word last year, but I thought it was a beautiful word. When Moshe Feinstein's Atzal said that by the animals, it says you should know the difference between Tamei Tahor, and it says Zot Tawasa Off, you know, these are the halachas of the animals. Zot when Moshe Feinstein's Atzal, I might change his words a little bit, but when Moshe Feinstein's Atzal says, why, you know, what the Torah saying, why is it calling the Torah? You know why? Because it's teaching us that you need to know the halachas of kashering an animal well. It's not enough you can say, all I know how to shecht an animal. Or I know which animals are kosher, which are not kosher. No. You need to really know. You really need to know the halachas of very well, of how to kasher, how to make animal kosher, how not to make animal kosher, how to know kosher signs, how not to know kosher signs. It's a whole Torah. That's why it's called Zot Sawasa Of. I believe Moshe Feinstein was saying that. I might change some, I might have added on a little bit to his words, but that's what he was saying. Hamadir ben Tamilei Tahor. You really need to know the halachas of kashas very well. And now I'm going to leave you the halachas. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbis. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. When Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, you know, there's several minhagim by Sfira Omer. Some people keep it from the first day of counting all the way to Lag BaOmer, or Sfarim to these La Medala BaOmer. And some people keep it from Rosh Chodesh Iyar to Shavuos, and some people keep the whole thing. Zakwa Moshe Feinstein. Let's just say you keep it from the first day until Lag BaOmer, but you're invited to a Chasna, which it falls out this week. You know, the people keep it from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Sivan, so they can have a wedding this week. Zakwa Moshe Feinstein. Even so, for you, it's still Sfira. Because you're keeping it from the second day of Pesach until Lama Gimel Bomer, you can still, even so today, still say it's for you, Sfira, you can still go to the wedding. You can still go to the Chasna, not a problem. Well, Moshe Feinstein, that's all they're at. Then Rav Yaakov Zev Smith said, I think Mishnah Brua, the Chafetz Chaim, I believe, said, Rav I. Marcus from Eretz Yisrael said this, but I think he's called Mishnah Brua, but I want to say, during Sfira, you should not buy clothing. You should not buy clothing that requires Shechianu. Like if you buy, you know, nice suits that you buy one nice suit a year or two suits and you make Shechianu on it, then you should not buy it during Sfira. Yes, you can buy clothing. You can buy clothing during Sfira, but don't buy clothing that requires Shechianu. Then Rav Yaakov Zev Smith said, last night was 10. So let's say someone comes up to me, What was last night? Someone comes up to me on Tuesday night. What's the day of Sfira? And I say last night was 10. Even so, tonight is 10. If I say last night is 10, I make a mistake, I say last night is 10. So Rav Yaakov Zev Smith said, being that you do not have kavanah that you should be yotzi with that, even because you said last night is 10, the person who said last night is 10 could still count with a bracha, not a problem. But Rav Yaakov Zev Smith said, if I say, if someone comes to me, what is Sfira, and I go 10, all I say is 10, then Rav Yaakov Zev Smith said, then you really that night should not count with a bracha. The next night you can continue counting with a bracha, but that night you should not count with a bracha, because just by saying 10, you might have been yotzei. So therefore, that night you should not count with a bracha, but the next night you can. And we're talking about, obviously, people who did not count this yet. I'd like to wish everyone a gevaldik week and a gevaldik Shabbos, and we will speak next week. Bye-bye.